You can see where Father Eric gets some of his exercise lifting up this gospel book every Sunday. It's a good on the biceps, I guess. When I was first ordained, it was 1976, and I was assigned to Rosary Cathedral in Toledo. I remember that first Christmas because they had a beautiful nativity set that was set off to the side, same side as yours, and all the figures were in kind of a bronze color, all the same color, Mary, Joseph, Jesus, the shepherds, etc. Then on the Feast of the Epiphany, I glanced before Mass at the nativity set, and I didn't see any of the wise men. And so I said to several parishioners, in fact, the maintenance man, where are the wise men? Even asked the pastor. And they all gave me the same answer. They said, there are no wise men here at the cathedral. I'm sure they meant the statues. I wonder how many of you have ever seen this little anagram here. It's a cross, the letter C, another cross, the letter M, another cross, the letter B, and another cross. Have any of you ever seen this? Some of you have. It's actually a traditional New Year's / Epiphany blessing that can be found sometimes on the inside of a person's home, a church or a business, etc. Now let's pretend you die and you go to heaven and you're standing at the pearly gates and St. Peter says, there's only one question I want to ask you in order to get in, and that is, what are the legendary names of the three wise men? How many of you could answer this question? Raise your hands. How many of you could answer this question? Just a couple. Well, I guess the rest of us would be in purgatory for a while. Actually, legendary names were given to these three wise men, not through the scriptures, but by, I think, some theologians during the years. And they called them Caspar, with a C, Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar. So memorize those names. We'll have a quiz later on. Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany, the legendary story of three wise men, astrologers, who follow a mysterious star in the east to a stable in Bethlehem. And they weren't exactly sure whom they would find, even though they called him the newborn king. But they had an inkling that it was somebody very important. That's why they made the trip and brought those three special gifts that were fit for a king. The word epiphany means, it's a Greek word, it means manifestation or making known. Jesus was discovered or made known to these three non-Jews, also called Gentiles, who adored him and gave him gifts. Not exactly what the chosen people were expecting. The story is told to proclaim a message. And the message is simply this, that Jesus was born a human being, a savior for all people, regardless of skin color, nationality, or creed. He was that light that we heard about, that shining light that we heard about in the first reading, a light shining in darkness. But as we know, through history, many people simply ignored Jesus or wrote him off, or as we heard in today's gospel, even tried to destroy him. King Herod didn't truly really want to give him homage. Of course, eventually Jesus was tortured and crucified. I think the important question and challenge for all of us that arises out of this scripture story is this. How do I manifest? How do I make known Jesus Christ to others in my life? A couple examples. I have a brother who's about a year and a day younger than myself. He spent 40-some years working at PPG Industries in Crestline, Ohio. He was a raw production planner, had an office, and in his office he had different pictures and posters with religious sayings plastered all around the walls, because he was a very religious man. Today he's still a lector, Eucharistic minister at his home parish of St. Joe's in the Galleon, and also very close to the Curcio movement. Well, people would come in to talk to him about business, but they'd notice these posters on the wall, and they would say, well, what does that mean? And so he'd explain it to them. After a while, the conversation would change from business to something on the religious side. And so after a while, they nicknamed him the preacher. Even though he never carried a Bible around, never spoke right out of the Bible to anybody, but because of those pictures, those posters in his office, people began to come to him and not only talk about business, but about certain problems in their life. He became kind of like the company counselor because of those posters. And very often people would ask him to pray for them, which he did. Another way of making Jesus manifest to others. Another example is a lady I knew in one of my previous parishes. She worked in a factory on an assembly line, and she came to me one day and she said, Father Steve, I love my job, even though it's an assembly line. I like what I'm doing. I'm good at it, but there's a woman who works right next to me who is so bitter, so negative. She complains about everything, everybody, and cusses people out. I can't stand this woman. What do I do? I said, well, can you request, you know, another position on the assembly line? I could, but I really am skilled at doing what I can do. And I enjoy my job, and it's good money. What else can I do? I said, well, how about this? Every day next week when you go in, whenever she says something negative or bitter or whatever, you say something positive. You kill her with kindness. And when I said that, she kind of dropped her head and she goes, oh, I don't know if I can do that. I said, that's what Jesus wants you to do. So she did it. Went in the next week, did exactly as I asked her. At the end of the week, on Friday afternoon, this woman turned to her and she said, why are you being so nice to me? And the other woman looked at her and said, well, I just kind of sense that you're kind of hurting inside. And when she said that, the other lady burst out in tears, started to sob, and then started to tell her all these things about her life and her relationships and all the things that were going wrong and whatnot. And well, the following week when she came in, they talked. It wasn't so much bitterness. They talked about a lot of things. And after about 2 weeks, this lady called me back. She said, Father Steve, you can't imagine what happened. I said, what do you mean? Well, I did as you asked. And she told me the story, and she says, now actually, I can't believe it myself, but we're friends. She was willing to take the risk to manifest Jesus to this hurting woman. You know, we can never underestimate the power we have through faith to touch another human being, whether it's through our words or our deeds. That's what our baptism means, with that power of Christ within us, to let that light shine, to make him manifest to others in so many ways. But we don't usually think about that. We're so busy worrying about our schedule or this or that or whatever, we don't think about that we have that power through faith. I encourage you to think about the people in your life who need to discover Jesus. Who are they? Who needs to discover his love, his peace, his joy, his forgiveness, his compassion? And how can I make Jesus manifest to that person? It's a great New Year's resolution. God bless you.